Welcome to The Abundance Journey, the show that helps spiritual entrepreneurs create an abundance mindset that accelerates revenue. Secretly, everything you experience in your life is actually abundance. Once you understand how to activate abundance, you find yourself in flow with your business and clients, so it's easy to create the revenue you want. The Abundance Journey is the only show that activates abundance for you, so you enjoy rapid results in your business. Here's your host, the Abundance Ambassador, Elaine Starling.
Hi, this is Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador, and I am really delighted to be with you today because I've got a topic that's really timely for me. It's called Prospering Through Resistance. Yeah, I'm experiencing a little bit of resistance right now. And since it's something that I'm struggling with, it's very top of mind for me. And I thought, you know what? Why not turn this into an episode where I get to adjust my attitude as I share this with you? And so when I come out the other side, I won't be dealing with this resistance in the same way. I'll be prospering from it. So this is kind of a real life case study where you get to witness how I deal with resistance. I'm going to be totally open and authentic and share with you what's going on for me. Okay. Now, before we get started delving into the nitty-gritty, we have to set our intention. Our intention is how we want to feel and what we want to create. Now, the intention is really important because this is your connection with the divine, and you are being really clear on what you want to experience. It's both the outcome that you want as well as the feelings you want to have while you're doing this. So we want to take the time to set the intention because it is a guide for everything else that you want. You start with your intention, and then you focus your attention on everything that aligns with the intention that you just set. You ignore everything else. There's a ton of everything else, and it can feel like you're looking for a needle in a haystack. That's okay. The blessings are there for you. And your intention is that guiding light. It's the flashlight through the fog that is taking you exactly where you want to go. And because what we do is I'm going to state the intention, and then we're going to hold it together for 78 seconds, which always feels like an eternity to me. Always. And that's because we are very busy with all kinds of thoughts going through our minds, racing around. In fact, the latest research shows that human beings have a shorter attention span than a goldfish, which is a little alarming. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. We can deliberately choose to hold our intention for 78 seconds. That was a time frame that was recommended by Abraham Hicks, because that allows you to hold that energy, hold that vibration long enough for the God of your understanding to lock in and partner with you so that you are guided to achieve your intention. You're not alone. You're not floundering around in the dark. It is coming to you. Okay, so that's what we're going to do, because this is going to start an incredible conversation and a beautiful dialogue. So without further ado, here is our intention. In love and light, we hold the intention that we notice, explore, and celebrate all the blessings that resistance holds for us, so we live in joyful flow with abundance. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. We give thanks, and so it is. Wow, that was really intense for me. I don't know how that was for you, but that was just amazing. I mean, I felt so much energy, and it really felt like there were all these angels around, and it was almost like a pep rally, but without the pom-poms and stuff. Just so much excitement and delight that we are willing to look at resistance and actually prosper through the resistance. One of the things that I know without any doubt whatsoever, it was shown to me by the divine. Every time I experience resistance, it's just something I don't want to do, or I'm not in the mood for, or ew, you know, it's not something that is truly not of interest to me. It's something that I know I need to do and I just don't wanna. That kind of resistance is kind of like the divine is got big neon signs and arrows and sparkling lights, you know, going, hey, this is something we really want you to pay attention to, because there's a lot of blessings and a lot of abundance hidden right here in the resistance. So instead of viewing this as a, oh, it's so hard, it's so unpleasant, I'm just not in the mood, you don't have to go there. It is a choice that you're making to pretend that you're a victim. For some reason, there was a song years ago, Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. I can go into that space, but poor, poor, pitiful me. I just don't wanna. So let me share with you what I'm up to and why I'm in this I just don't wanna space right now. I'm updating the AbundanceJourney.com website. And that means I get to write some new copy. Well, it's always easier to edit than it is to start from scratch. And I'm pretty much starting from scratch. And I just find that very intimidating and overwhelming and frustrating, because I have my way of talking about what I do. But what I'm being challenged to do by my coach is to make sure that I step back and look at how my ideal clients speak about the challenges that they have and how they experience the transformation that I create for my clients. So I can't just use my language. I have to get in the head and heart of my ideal clients and speak their language. And so there's a lot of insecurity for me. I want to do it right. And isn't it ironic that it is never right? It is never perfect. It is the best you can do in the moment. And I do have a bit of an analysis paralysis thing going on for me. It's lifelong. So just being aware of my natural tendency to want everything to be perfect, and it won't ever be. And so then I go, well, I'm just not even going to start. And then there's also the other random thoughts. Well, couldn't ChatGPT just, you know, just read my mind and write something for me? That would be awesome. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not that simple. So it really helps when I get present to the thoughts that are going through my mind that are associated with this resistance. I need to be aware of how I feel and accept that that's just my present reality. It is not my future. The next second can be totally different. So all I have to do is acknowledge, okay, I'm feeling some resistance and it's not my favorite thing. Got it. Then I always ask a very important question. What is the blessing hidden in this resistance that I'm just not seeing yet? I don't hear what's there for me. I can't feel the treasure that's buried in this resistance yet. I know something's there. I'm guaranteed by the divine that this is a sign. There's an extra special blessing for me in this, but I'm just not seeing it yet. Now, the key thing that I know is every time I feel resistance, I ask that question, what is the blessing I'm not seeing yet? And then I know it's always a reminder for me to recommit to my intention, what I want to create and how I want to feel about it. Now, as for the specific project, it's got its own intention that is different from the one that we just shared at the beginning of this episode. So that intention is all about allowing the divine to flow through me to share the perfect words and energy that embraces people who are ready to experience profound transformation and spiritual expansion. And that's not me. I want to get out of the way. In other words, I know that when I do get out of the way and I stop tying myself in knots and I just go with the flow, it doesn't have to be perfect. If I can get something down, then I can edit it later and I can collaborate with other people to get some feedback and input, and it always gets better. But it's that first step that feels like I'm trying to climb Mount Everest with a single step, right? It feels that way. But the key thing is to recommit to my intention. My intention is to get out of the way so the divine can flow through me with the perfect words and energy that embrace and empower my perfect clients to have this amazing transformation and unlimited abundance in their lives. That's what I want to do. And yes, I'm totally committed to that. So how do I get myself out of the way? Well, the second thing that I know I have to do, the first thing is recommit to my intention. The second thing is be the love that is needed here right now. Because love is always present, and I have a choice. I can either shrink back in fear and stay in that frustration and overwhelm and poor, poor, pitiful me, which I've been doing for a while, I will confess. Or I have the opportunity to step through this, share my angst with you, laugh at myself a little bit, and say, okay, this is not the end of the world. There are things that we can do that will make this a whole lot better, that allow me to align with the divine, release all this resistance, and just get in flow with this project so that I have a lot of fun with it. I need to make it fun. That's the key. Make it fun. Okay, the third thing is notice the love that is here for you, because it's always here for you. Always. It's not always obvious. It's kind of why I ask the question, what is the blessing that is here in this resistance for me? Because I don't see it right now, even though I know it's there. Well, then it gets me to step back and go, okay, wait a minute. Which tools can I use that I know full well make a difference in my energy and how I'm showing up? For example, one of the things I can do is I can hire the heavens. I can speak out loud to angels. I'm doing that right now, angels, so pay attention. I can hire angels who are attitude adjustment angels, and they allow me to experience this entire resistance as something that I can get energized around. It's like a puzzle. It's like a big puzzle, and I don't see the picture yet, but I can put these jigsaw pieces together, and it's beautifully unfolding in perfect timing for me. The right people are showing up for me. The right ideas are showing up for me. The right tools and techniques are showing up for me. It's not all on me. I am guided to create exactly what I want to create. As long as I hold tight to that intention, what I want to create and how I want to feel, and I focus my attention on everything that aligns with that intention. So I really want to identify what are those tools and techniques that can help me get into a better space. Well, first of all, I want the attitude adjustment, and I want to get curious. I want to get curious and excited about what is possible here. So the best way I've found to do this is to imagine that I am my customer, because quite frankly, if you have a business, you are the very first client. I just read this amazing book called Fans First. And the guy who wrote the book, Jesse Cole, he and his wife own a small second string baseball team. And they tried to run it as usual. That just didn't work. So then they decided they would get the town of Savannah, Georgia, where they're located, involved. And they asked for help in naming the team. Now the team is named the Savannah Bananas. And he wears a bright yellow tuxedo with a top hat. And it's kind of like a combination of a circus and a sideshow theater, improv, marching bands, cheerleaders who have dad bods and grandma cheerleaders, and a baseball game. And it's all melded together. And the whole idea is to get people involved and engaged, get them to have an incredible experience instead of just the usual slow, boring baseball. Make sure there's always something happening and it's always really fun. So I love that concept because that's what I want to create with my clients. I want them to realize they are on the cusp of absolutely everything they want. This is their golden buzzer moment. So all I have to do is put myself in their shoes and feel what they are feeling, that the dreams, the desires they have, their aspirations, as well as their fears and their frustrations. And I embrace it all. Because believe it or not, where you are right now is exactly the perfect place for you to be. This particular moment is designed to help you maximize the divine within, truly align with the divine, and be the love, notice the love, collaborate with others to create more love. That's why you're here. So encountering these blocks, these barriers, this resistance is not the end of the world by any means. It's just a sign that you are ready for exponential growth. Stick around. We're going to activate abundance in just a minute. Hi, it's Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador, and I know since you're listening to this show or watching this show, The Abundance Journey, you really want to experience more abundance in your life. Well, that's why I wrote the book, 5 Steps to Activate Your Abundance. It's available for sale right now from Amazon, from BarnesandNoble.com, and many international sellers. And I want you to pick up a copy because I'm really opening the kimono here and sharing all of the information you need to experience abundance in every single aspect of your life. The book's divided into 3 parts. Part 1 is called Meeting the Divine. This is where I share my near-death experience and the conversation I got to have with our higher power during my stroke. In part 2, Messages from the Divine, I share the best practices that I was given, the secret sauce in how life actually works. And so you understand really why you're here and how you can make the most of your life so you love every single moment. And then in the part 3 is Partnering with the Divine. That's where I go into each of the 5 steps to activate your abundance and explain exactly why it works so well. So take a moment to pick up a copy. It's available as an ebook, a paperback book, an audiobook, and a video course. So however you like to absorb information, abundance is waiting for you. So this is a fun topic, and I'm really kind of getting into it. Even though I've been feeling some resistance, I am in a new space. I have definitely moved into that space of feeling curious and excited about what's about to transpire. And one of the key things that I want to point out, so number 1 is I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to share what I'm going through with you, because I'm sure you experience resistance sometimes too, but you can prosper through resistance. Believe it or not, this is the sweet spot. This is where the gold is hidden. So I definitely want you to be able to take that from this. So very grateful that you're here with me to experience this. Number 2 is acknowledge something you heard that was an aha for you. Now, I didn't overtly say this. I think I did in the beginning, but I want to say it again. You have incredible power. Incredible power. You are in partnership with the divine. You're not some lowly ant crawling around on the ground with the divine, this big invisible being up in the clouds somewhere. No. You are side by side with the divine. The divine is actually everywhere in your body. All the open spaces in your atoms contain the divine. And they are so thrilled with you. They are so delighted and so excited about what is possible for you, and they're rooting for you. They are not going to dictate terms because you have the power. You do. Now, one of the downloads that I received just a couple of weeks ago, and I think I shared it with you in a previous episode, I realized that one of the key things we're here to do first is create the energy. Notice what happens when there's a block, right? Energy just stops. In fact, I don't know about you, but for me, I like to distract myself. I'll go read a fun book. I'll do just about anything else other than what I'm supposed to do because I just don't wanna, right? So instead of shutting the energy down, I have the opportunity to create the energy, lean in with love and excitement and curiosity and wonder. And I can use different tools to get me into that state. Okay, that's the first thing, create the energy. Second thing is direct the energy. Setting an intention, that is creating a super highway for energy. You're telling the divine, this is where I want the energy to go. Here's how I need your support. Help me get this in action. Help me make this happen. So that's directing the energy. And the third thing is manage the energy. Because we all have different experiences when we're super full of energy and it's really exciting and fun, like usually when there isn't a block. And then there's other times when we're really low energy. Maybe you've been high energy all day and you're just kind of out of energy. Well, we get to learn how to manage our energy so we don't have extreme highs and extreme lows. And anytime we are experiencing a low, we can bump it up and we can get back into a higher energy space, which makes it so much easier to move through the blocks. So the number two, acknowledge. What I want to acknowledge is you are the power. You have the power. You can make this happen. And it's not all on you, because you're in partnership with the divine, but you initiate it, okay? You initiate it through your attitude, through your intention, and through your actions. So step three is appreciate the difference it can make in your life. When you know that you have the power and you've got a simple process you can follow to break through any resistance and prosper through the resistance. In fact, now you kind of like it. You start looking for it because you know it's going to be really fun. It's going to get you in a high energy state. It's going to move you through a whole lot faster. Wow, you're on fire. This is fabulous. Cool. Step four is to activate it. We've got three different ways we can activate it. You can grab a calendar and schedule time to do it. You can create a physical trigger like crossing your fingers or tugging on your earlobe to remind yourself of how you're going to show up in a certain situation, or you can declare what you're going to do. I'm going to declare what I'm going to do. I'm going to notice how I'm feeling. I declared this earlier. I haven't been as consistent in it, but I'm recommitting to really every hour getting up from my desk, having a drink of water, noticing how I feel. Notice what I'm saying to myself, because noticing what I'm saying to myself reveals how I truly feel. And that tells me if I'm dealing with a block and I'm trying to just kind of avoid it, you know, and go hide and do something else, or if I'm stepping up and I'm managing my energy, I'm creating new energy, I'm directing the energy where I want it to go and getting an action. So that is how I choose to activate abundance for this. Step five, celebrate your progress. Isn't it cool that resistance, all the stuff you just don't want to do and you really find difficult or overwhelming or frustrating, it doesn't have to be that anymore. No, it can be a delight, a joy, a discovery, an adventure. It can be an opportunity for you to partner with the divine to have new experiences far better than anything you had imagined for yourself before. This is where abundance lives. I am so happy that you joined me today. Thank you for being a part of the abundance journey, because actually the abundance you're looking for is you. You are the biggest blessing on this planet. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you next time for the Abundance Journey.
You've been listening to the Abundance Journey Show with Elaine Starling. Visit theabundancejourney.com/podcastgifts to access today's gift, as well as gifts from our other guests. Tune in every week to activate abundance in your life and business. If something resonated with you, please share it with your friends so they can benefit too. Keep activating abundance, and we'll see you in the next episode.